This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, a cake incident, Josh is spoiled, and a giant chair. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
I'm so tired. I gotta get some sleep.
Husband number four.
One, two, three, four.
Husband number four. We had a real good time on a wedding night. Husband number four. You can bet your ass she wasn't wearing white.
Oh my God, this is my worst nightmare. This cannot be happening. Did I get drunk in Vegas?
Husband number four. Husband number five. Can we get a credit card with my name on it?
Will you get a real job, honey?
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Let's see, who did I miss here? Did I cover Chick? Yeah, I knew I'd forgotten something.
Why?
Are you okay?
Why did you lash out?
I know
at me?
I've forgotten to do something.
What
really
did
important.
I do ever to you but show up on time?
Sorry.
There is something going on in the green room that needs to be discussed right
What's
quick,
wrong?
If we may.
What's
the cake from yesterday is still being served. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful.
Yes. Delicious.
Yes, the chicken. I just enjoyed a piece.
We've only got another couple weeks to eat on the cake, though.
Now, I'm not the best at transferring cake.
What a mess he made. He made
no,
a mess.
No.
You took one of the tears off?
In this case, yes. I did not make the mess. Chick, I don't know if you
happening?
Did this on purpose or
what
not.
What are you talking about? What did I do now? Josh is one of those friends who comes up to you and said, you know, you left the door in the microwave open.
Oh,
that's what
that.
We're dealing with. Go ahead.
What do you hate when people leave the microwave door open? Me too.
Oh, me too.
No, I hate when people, they razz you.
Hey, you left a plate of, go ahead. What did I do?
When you apparently, when you took the piece of cake, you dragged half of the cake onto the counter.
Did you clean it up?
That's only to join the other half that you put there, transferring it from the top of the cake.
Could we just enjoy the cake?
I don't know why.
I don't know that we can anymore now that it's been
counted. Happy anniversary,
well, throw
Josh.
Throw it away, then.
This is day two of the Josh-iversary.
You and your anniversary cake.
I can't stand
What a mess.
Let's see, who's not going to get a cake on their birthday?
I can't believe
I did
me.
Christy and Pat didn't get cakes.
We were on vacation, Christy, number one. And number two, Pat, when it was time for your cake, we got you a cake.
The year before, I didn't get one. And last year, I got a cake from Kroger.
You know what? Look, here's the thing.
Just update things.
Once you're over about 15, I guess 16th birthday, 18th birthday, 21, 30, 40, 50, the rest of them, let them slide.
How does that work at home?
You're
but everybody
adult.
Else gets cake. That's fine.
Well, I'm talking to the men.
I'll be honest. I do occasionally feel like the spoiled child.
You are spoiled.
I get celebrated.
Definitely his favorite.
He never even told me if I'm officially part of the show.
I can't. No. He never told any of us. Yeah, I never got that either.
Me neither.
Read your contract. For those of you that can spell expendable, it's in there somewhere.
It's right next to interchangeable.
A lot of hungry, funny people out there.
Hungry, funny people.
I love my Kroger cake.
I didn't eat cake anyway. I'm too fat.
Christy,
that's the truth.
I'm kidding.
Christy, you look great.
Way to go, Chunkles.
There was something I was supposed to do here.
God, you keep saying that. Yeah, what?
I hope it's not really important.
Welcome to the show at the home, everyone.
Right now, your youngest is going, where's daddy? He was supposed to pick me up 15 minutes ago.
I can't keep Mr. Thorpe waiting. He's giving me swimming lessons.
Let's get right to our golf story.
A piece of a broken landing gear fell onto a golf course in the state of Maine.
That's scary.
According to the Gorham Police Department, the landing gear from a Piper Navajo twin engine fell onto the seventh fairway at the Gorham Country Club golf course. No one was injured by the falling object.
Well, how about the plane?
And the plane was able...
Okay.
Let me finish. The plane was able to execute a safe belly landing at MacArthur Airport in Islip, New York.
That's amazing.
Oh, they could land without wheels.
I would think that's...
It helps to have wheels.
I would think, scary.
Yeah.
Certainly not optimal.
Couldn't the spark set the fuel on fire?
Yeah, it could happen.
Okay. Who replaces the divot, by the way, when a landing gear falls on a golf course? I mean, that could
Backhoe, have, that's who.
That could have been bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what a way to go that would be. Well, he died doing what he loved. He's playing golf on the golf course. Oh, did he just have a
bragging about his golf?
No. He got hit by a stray landing gear.
Yeah.
I guess it could have been worse. Could have been that frozen poop that falls from the sky.
Do you see it coming? Wouldn't you see the landing gear coming?
Or hear like a slight whistle?
Yeah, something.
No, I mean, everything we know about this, we've learned from cartoons.
Yes.
Objects do
whistle when they fall.
Sure they do.
But it's not good. So you think...
You've never seen footage of bombs dropping out of planes? There's whistling.
Yeah, I agree with
that. The whistle is on the bomb.
Yes, but the bomb's on. So you drop a piano out of a second, it's not going to go.
Are you sure? I got to tell you guys something. What are those
planes?
You go
shut the microwave, huh?
What are those planes that fly over the crops? Do you know what I'm talking
crop
about?
Dusters.
Crop dusters. So,
you are your dad's son.
The other day, I was driving on the highway, and one of those crop dusters was going over the highway from one farm to another.
Oh, I've seen that.
And I almost drove my car off the highway because I thought a plane was crashing into me.
I yelled, of course you did.
Because you and your father are lunatics.
And then I turned up my Malcolm Gladwell podcast and just tried to play it cool. It was terrifying. One of the scariest moments of my life.
They do fly quite low, yes.
Now,
how do you expect to get them from field to field? They can't go up and... never mind.
Pull them across the highway? What are you doing?
It was just a scary thing. I'm not saying they shouldn't do
the
that.
The good news is your car is now bug-free. We have...
you know it had to pull bug spray in
here. Oh, that DEET. That's good.
It's good stuff.
Agent Orange. I'm
trying to see if there's a picture of the green here. Oh, look. Yeah, there is. They got a hole in one.
What?
There's a hole in the green now. Oh. where the landing gear landed.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now to turn to Christy Lee at the news desk.
Doritos making news today.
One of my favorites.
They're releasing a new chip.
Okay.
It's described as a new tangy pickle-flavored chip.
How about that?
According to the Takeout, the brand is debuting both tangy pickle and tangy ranch flavors this month. The tangy pickle flavor was described... I'm not a pickle fan. Ugh. The tangy pickle flavor was described as a fan favorite for its bold flavor.
She doesn't like pickles. She doesn't like mayonnaise. She
energizes your senses with the tangy taste of dill pickle.
I'll try it. Yeah, for sure.
Sounds good.
Okay, good. You guys eat all of them. Yeah, Doritos exciting. Said that the tangy ranch flavor
is... Yeah, eat all you want. We'll make more.
Delicious combination.
See, tangy ranch is the one I think is going to be the one.
Yeah, that sounds tasty.
A delicious combination of the classic Doritos crunch paired with the savory taste of ranch seasoning. Don't they already have ranch-flavored Doritos?
But these are tangy
ranch. There's a difference.
See the difference?
Cool What's ranch? The difference between cool and tangy?
Well, you'd never know because you won't taste them. So just... Keep your mouth in your face.
Did you see? Dolores ate a carb. What a whore.
While Tangy Ranch is set to hit store shelves this week, only 1,000 bags of tangy pickle chips will be available for purchase at snack.com.
Battle over them?
Tangy pickle.
Wait a minute. I'm on it. Snack.com. Happy birthday, Josh.
Starting August 9th. You got to wait.
Snacks.com. Here it says, snacks.com/tangy pickle.
Right. Starting August 9th.
Though. Only got 1,000 of them. That's no good.
Doritos is kicking off a social contest. That means social media starting August 9th. It'll allow fans to enter for a chance to win limited edition branded boombox kit. That includes a bag of tangy pickle chips alongside some 90s themed swag.
That's fun.
Oh, that's funny.
Boombox. Is the boombox coming back? Come on.
My favorite Doritos are the ones that are folded. I don't like the plain triangle. I mean, I like them, of course.
What?
Any folded Dorito, folded. When I open a bag, I look.
Can you fit more of them in your mouth at the same time?
No, they just have but they do have a nicer mouth feel.
It's double the crunch.
What? Yeah.
That was such a jerk move right there.
Yeah. Here we go. Get the song.
You know what?
Mouth feel can be just as important as flavor, you know.
Texture.
I endorse it with him especially.
Do you like to finish the bag of Doritos and then there's just that little bit of crunches and seasoning and then you just sort of throw it into your mouth like a lunatic?
When I was a kid, you know what I used to do with those?
Just snort it like a Dorito addict. Crush it up with a credit card.
Joshy, are you cutting this straws in half again?
I used to pour those onto a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, like in the middle of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Good idea.
God. You should have gotten a Mensa grant or something.
That is brilliant. That is
genius.
Where's my MacArthur?
Oh, yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Wouldn't you love to write for one of these companies?
What do you mean, write? I mean, write what?
This is obviously, what is this from? It's from the Takeout. They're quoting a press release.
Right.
A fan favorite for its bold flavor that energizes your senses with the tangy taste of dill pickle. That took somebody 5 hours to come up with that. It's poetry.
I used to do that for Rolling Sporting because I wrote a copy. So,
do you remember anything?
I was a very good copywriter.
I bet you were. You're great.
I wrote some of the more famous.
You're a wonderful
writer. I did it for many people.
Could we hear one?
I don't know if you guys know this. I wrote Raid Kills Bugs Dead.
Yeah, did you?
Really?
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Made quite a pretty penny.
I don't even think you were born yet, but go ahead.
I also wrote, I wrote some that weren't used.
Oh, what'd you get there, buddy?
You name a product, and I bet I wrote something for it. Kleenex. Not just for stuffing bras. Yeah. Okay. They didn't take that.
But you're a 2 billion semen, can't be wrong.
And we'll be back with more, including...
A picture of a teenage boy holding a box of Kleenex. I'm sorry. Back to you, Christy.
A giant ladder-backed chair in front of a Vermont bank's been damaged by vandals.
Terrible tragedy. World's biggest chair.
Sir, it's not the world's biggest chair.
Josh.
Sir, you are
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never met anything more. I've done my time.
Yeah, you sure have.
Okay, I'm definitely closer to the end than the beginning. You're going to have to step in here and talk to him about the things he talks about.
Okay? Surveillance footage captured two men and two women climbing and jumping on Bennington's big chair, which stands 19 feet tall and is made from 3,000 pounds of cedar and white pine.
That's a big chair, though.
The Bennington Banner reports sockets that held the cross pieces split wide open. Oh, my. The video captured the moment the joints gave way, apparently injuring one of the vandals who was seen being helped away. Police are now asking for any information regarding the incident.
Joints are dry.
What?
Well, what are they? I'm sorry.
It looks dry?
Well, the woman looking at the...
Looks dry. The woman looking at it looks dry. Is that what she said?
Oh, that doesn't even make sense.
Bibbly. Crazy decision to say that.
Unwet?
I don't even get that.
No way to be wet?
I'm sorry.
You have to be a safe cracker?
This is
what
not...
You're saying?
I thought this was a really one of those really cool chairs. It's a stupid chair.
What does that even mean?
Is it a rocking chair?
It's a ladder back chair. It's like
not
those...
even the county seat.
You know what? He's having fun. You know, how can we get mad at somebody who's having a good time?
He's right. You are enjoying the hell out of this.
He is.
And therefore, you're making me enjoy it.
We're not going to take it away.
If I was the judge and caught these vandals,
the county,
you know what I'd
do?
You swayed me with the county.
I know what you'd do.
What would I do, Josh?
You'd give him the chair.
That's right.
Hey, there we go.
Hey, the county seat, everybody.
I have trouble. People drive around for miles to see this stupid chair.
Darn right.
He promoted this story all day yesterday, and we never got to it.
I'd like to see the chair.
They have a giant chair a lot of places.
I was in Milwaukee.
Key West has one.
They had a big chair up there.
I thought this was one of the cool ones that has all the, like, what is it, the Adirondack
chair? Where is this?
Yeah, the Adirondack chair, like the Key West one.
Casey, Illinois? Is that
Bennington.
Vermont.
Wait, so Dad, you're saying that
Bennington's big chair.
Casey, Illinois may have the world's biggest rocking chair. The world's largest rocker.
But Dad, you're saying that there, in the world of big chairs, there are two kinds of big chairs, the cool ones and the not cool ones.
That's correct.
All
and
right.
This one falls under. What's, okay.
The Adirondack chair is the cool one.
That's why are those ones cooler?
They're usually painted up and they're
ornate.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Get your pig, you climb up in them, get your picture taken, and
this is a dumb looking chair.
You know what's on my bucket list?
What?
I've always wanted to ride in one of those giant motorized shopping carts.
Chick and I.
Oh, they've Chick's done that. Oh my God, that's an ugly chair.
Yes.
No, it looks cool.
No.
Yes, it does. It looks like an old-fashioned chair.
Ladderback chair.
That's right.
Yeah.
What? I like it.
You hang those on the wall, right? And you get them down when guests come.
I would never disrespect it by jumping on it.
Well, you'd have to climb up first. Let's be realistic here.
There we go. Okay. Here we go.
Buckle up. No one's ever said to Josh, shimmy.
Here we go.
Gonna be the world's biggest step
shimmy
ladder
up
that one.
Chair. Yeah.
King Kong climbed the Empire State Building.
Like, does he shimmy up the chair, mister?
It can be done.
There's the one in Casey, I think.
Now that's a big chair.
That's the rocking
chair.
Nice
one.
That's a nice.
Well, that's got something going.
Is that just a billboard, though, on the top of that? What is that?
Oh, no, it's the back of the chair. It just says the Route 66 rocker.
Cool.
Well, there we go. I'm sorry.
They have the world's largest mailbox, all kinds of things.
Right there
they
do in that one place?
All the same spot?
Yeah.
What is it called? The world's biggest spot?
It's called Biggie Land, yeah.
Did you say that they had the world's largest box? Is that what you said?
They did, yeah. She's the tour guide. Thank you very
much. I'll be here all weekend.
Okay.
Dry.
All right.
Vicky Canyon? Yeah, she's a nice lady.
Very, very dry. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going. Because there's the world's largest mailbox.
I drive by it all the time.
That thing.
Really?
That's
impressive. It's on the way to St. Louis.
That is impressive.
I've never stopped to go see these things, but I will.
You can see it from the road?
No, you can't see the things from the road.
No, you can't.
That's how they get you.
How many other things do they have?
From the road.
They have like six things. I think they have the world's largest wind chimes.
That's good to have.
Funniest line of the morning.
I think also the world's largest golf tee.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
Yeah. And who wouldn't want to see that?
Stopped?
Oh, I will.
All these times?
Someday, Christy.
If people are going to a place that has the world's largest golf tee, the bathroom doesn't have a condom machine.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there's the world's largest
need one.
Wind chime that looks like a gymnasium equipment.
Yeah, no, don't show me. I wanted to see it in person.
I'm more impressed by the guy.
It looks like an oil rig.
I'm more impressed by the guy's flat top.
I wonder what it sounds like.
Look how they're treating their chair. The chair broke. If the world's largest wind chime breaks, that's going to kill somebody. Yeah. It's going to fall.
Oh, they sound, it's heavenly.
Oh,
yeah.
You think?
Oh, my gosh.
It's dangerous, Joshua.
What else?
I love my wind chime.
It sounds like God popping his knuckles. It's just beautiful.
Someone's going to die and it's all your fault. How about that?
World's largest what?
Wind chimes.
And then what?
Oh, a golf tee.
Golf tee. That's right.
Oh, boy, that's was an exciting afternoon. Are we going to eat before or after we go see the golf tee, Gertrude?
Have you ever seen a world's largest anything?
I don't know.
I think I have my picture
every
with the
time I go to the bathroom.
Does the was the world's largest bitch?
Okay, well, that's it.
Let's take a break.
You still have those wedding photos?
I'm not saying which one it is.
We all know.
Could be many, many, many. Shut up, Godwin. Okay.
Well,
okay. The world's largest tee is.
How tall is it?
Hilarious. It looks like.
Is it bigger than a man?
It looks. Is it bigger than a man?
Mr. T.
It looks like a small water tower.
Guys, Godwin's on fire, by the way.
And it's hanging. Doing my own show. It's hanging in the air.
Oh, my gosh.
It's hanging from a crane.
It looks like an air traffic control tower.
Do they have the world's largest golf ball to put on the tee?
That'd be fun.
Next year.
May I play through? Hey, right this way, giant. Oh, thank you. Have you seen my tee?
Right. Does some chamber of commerce sit down and go, well, we can get some people to drive off the road?
That's right. They have the world's largest lady tee about 100 yards.
Yeah, they have.
Forward.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.